The state is reporting two more deaths related to H1N1 flu. Both were adult women in Fairbanks who had underlying medical conditions. The state has recorded five H1N1 deaths since the outbreak began. But state epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin says the virus is no more severe than typical seasonal flu. He says in a normal year, based on national statistics, the flu would cause about 80 deaths in Alaska.
It can be severe, and it can be so severe that people can die from it, just like with seasonal influenza. And by far and away, the very best way to prevent influenza infection and death is by getting vaccinated.
The state is making final plans right now on how it will distribute that vaccine as soon as it begins receiving the first batch. That could happen in early October. Laurel Wood is the Department of Health's immunization program manager. She says it will be done in the most equitable way possible.
We've been trying to look at what is the best way to make sure that we can reach all Alaskans. The reason that we haven't been able to say exactly how many doses might be going to any particular area on any particular day up until now, the reason we haven't been able to do that is because we are only now beginning to get a little more information from the federal government about what type and how many doses of a particular vaccine we might be anticipating.
Is it known yet when the first rounds of vaccine will be reaching the state?
We should be able to order a small amount of vaccine tomorrow, but you shouldn't expect to see any of that vaccine showing up anywhere in Alaska providers for a couple of weeks. What we're going to be looking at over the period of the next few months is sort of like turning on a faucet. Initially, we're going to have just a trickle of water coming through the faucet. Every week, we should be getting more and more vaccine until that little trickle becomes more of a stream of water coming out of the faucet.
When the first rounds of vaccine start coming into the state, and as you mentioned, it will be small amounts initially, how will that be distributed? How will it be decided where those doses go?
It's a little bit of a decision factor that has to go on every day when we know how much vaccine we have available, what type it is, which providers would be the best able to utilize that, and then how can we make sure that that is spread as widely as possible throughout the state.
What are the overall guidelines on who will get first doses, and when do you think that it will be generally available for folks out of those priority groups?
The priority groups to receive the initial doses of vaccine that are available would be pregnant women, children and young adults ages 6 months through 24 years of old, people with chronic health conditions who are under the age of 64, as well as healthcare workers and people who work in emergency medical services. And then our final priority group is people who are caretakers or household contacts of children who are under the age of 6 months.
Do you anticipate a vaccine shortage at any time?
Before the United States government will quit assuring that vaccine, will quit having vaccine being made, they won't make that decision until we've been assured that everyone in the United States who wishes to receive the vaccine will have the opportunity to get a dose. Initially, though, certainly as the vaccine supply begins to be distributed, there won't be enough for everyone to get the vaccine on the first day or even perhaps the first few weeks. But as we progress through the season, there will be ample vaccine for everyone.
Laurel Wood is the immunization program manager for the State Department of Health.